Northeast Pennsylvania. We are Radio Catskill.
Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be listening to singer-songwriters dealing with a world in changes. World in Changes. That's actually the title of a song that Dave Mason wrote and released on his first solo album in 1970 called Alone Together. And World in Changes. You know, there is so much going on in our world today. Globally, nationally, locally, and then right here in my own little bailiwick here at Radio Catskill. I just had so much fun listening to Sonia and Aldo on Jambalaya, and here we are, and I can see them across the hall, and it's just really nice to be a part of this process as we've moved into our beautiful new location in Liberty. And so music helps me understand the world around me. And it's interesting how you reach for the things that have meaning for you. And Dave Mason was one of the founding members of the rock and roll band called Traffic, with Jim Capaldi. And he left Traffic, and in 1970, his first solo album was called Alone Together. So the title, the song I wanted to play, is called World in Changes. This is Dave Mason.
They were so crazy, and I wasn't following you. Running in circles won't find me no purpose. It's right here with you and what I do. Bathing us, watching the changes in you. Oh, turn for a new day in search of a new way. But are you sure that it will do? World in changes, still going through. I've got a lot to learn about. Yeah. about you. World and changes still going through. You've got a lot to learn.
Okay, that was Dave Mason, World in Changes. And, you know, what sparked that idea for me? I don't know, a lot of changes going on. It was interesting when I was just listening to Jambalaya and with Aldo and Sonia talking about how do you hear new music? How do you play your music? When I first started broadcasting on Radio Catskill, I had all albums. I would be carrying in 10 or 12 albums, and, you know, there would be two turntables, and you're playing track number 6, and then you got to flip it over on the same record. You know, it was a different experience. Whereas today, I am digitally accessing my music library, which is incredible. And you know, there's still CDs out there, but if you get a new car or you rent a new car, there's not a CD player in the car. They don't have CD players anymore. You've got to have your phone, and then you plug into the aux cable. And, you know, it's just amazing all the changes in the world. Yeah, but whenever I've moved, the two biggest things that were difficult for me about moving is the number of books that I have, and then the vast number of albums that I have, all new shelves built in my house just to hold my vinyl collection. And so how do you hear new music? I used to listen to the radio. And then I stopped listening to the radio for the long time, and honestly, I didn't hear new music for a long time in the 2000s, the early 2000s. You know, I'd been playing music, and then I just stopped listening. And where I would get new music would be on TV, you know, The Tonight Show or something. But now I'm back on the radio. And the thing that strikes me, the humorous thing I'd like to say, is that you can find new music. And if you're really young, I can play really old music for you, and it's new to you. So, you know, you can go around in a little circle, you know, a little circle, because all of the music that I'm playing today are three white men in their 70s. Now, as an enlightened woman, I have no issue with that. I think these men are masterful musicians, incredible performers and composers. And, you know, we're starting with Dave Mason, then we're going to hear Neil Young, and then we're going to hear Sting. Okay, I've given you all the secrets away, but you're going to stick around. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. So Dave Mason, you know, he was born on May the 10th in 1946. So he's just a little bit younger than the Beatles, and he was in the celebrity scene in the 60s in London. You know, Eric Clapton, I mean, on the scene, he knew everybody. He actually was good friends with Jimi Hendrix. And when Jimi Hendrix first heard Bob Dylan's song All Along the Watchtower, they were at a party together. And Bob Dylan hadn't officially released the song, but Dave Mason had a cassette recording. because he knew everybody. And he played it for Jimi Hendrix. And then he played, when Hendrix recorded Dylan's song, All Along the Watchtower, you know, Dave Mason is playing electric 12 string in that recording. So when he left Traffic and started out on a solo career, his music is just so advanced. He was like 26 years old when he wrote this. So I wanted to play two more songs. And when I'm thinking about, you know, masterful musicians, Leon Russell plays the piano on this album. Jim Keltner plays drums. So we're going to hear a sad song, Sad and Deep as You. So beautiful. And then we're going to hear a song that was very, like the hit off the album back in 1970, Looking at You. Look at you, look at me. This is Dave Mason. This song is Sad and Deep as You.
Spoken words, the tears that are the truth, tears that tell a story as sad and deep as you.
lots of changing faces and lots of things to be. But I'm happy just to be a part of all I see. As I turn round to look at you and you look back at me. Many ways to reach you, though you're far away. All the little things we do, the little things we say. I miss you like I miss the sun. I need you every day. As I turn round to look at you, and you look back my way. We'll be right back.
Dave Mason, Look at You, Look at Me, from his 1970 Alone Together album. And that music, I don't know if you're familiar with the music of Traffic. Traffic, Steve Winwood, Jim Capaldi, Chris Wood, Dave Mason. But you when you hear Dave Mason as a solo singer-songwriter, you can really hear how much of that sound, of the Traffic sound, was his signature style. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on Radio Catskill. And world in changes, lots of changes going on. And as I said earlier, all of the musicians on today's program are in their 70s. Dave Mason was born in 1946. Neil Young is now 76 years old, November the 12th, 1945. Neil Young has been one of the most prolific musicians of my lifetime. He's done 50 albums. And the song I wanted to play today is from 1994, the album called Sleeps with Angels. And he recorded it with Crazy Horse. And it was the 20th album he'd recorded. And they were trying to reach back to get some of the sound that they'd had on his earliest albums. And the song is called Change Your Mind. Talk about world in changes. And there's so many things in our culture today and in the media that are trying to sway your opinion. You know, it seemed to me that reporting and news used to be so much more impartial. So it's hard to escape the idea of influencers. And even though this has taken on new meaning technologically in the past 10 years or so, you know, there's always been the idea someone is going to change your mind. And this song by Neil Young is a very long song. And maybe it will change your mind. Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Sleeps with Angels. We'll be right back.
You wait around and get the word. You see the picture changing everything you've heard. Destroying you with this must be the one you love. Must be the one whose magic touch can change your mind. Without the magic touch.
instead of cursing the darkness, light a candle for where we're going. There's something ahead worth looking for. When the light of time is on us, we will see our moment come, and the living soul inside will carry on. It's a chance to give new meaning to every move we make, through the caverns and the caves where we come from. The light of dawn is on us, we will see what we can be, and the ancient ones can sleep an easy sleep. In the hallways of the ages, on the road to history, what we do now will always be with us. It's a chance to give new meaning to every move we make, in the caverns and the caves where we come from. Instead of curse in the darkness, light a candle for where we're going. There's something ahead worth looking for. When the light of time is on us, we will see our moment come, and the living soul inside will carry on. Light a candle in the darkness so others might see ahead. Light a candle in the darkness when you go.
You recognize that voice, I'm sure. Neil Young, Light a Candle. That's from his album, Fork in the Road, released in 2009. And we were listening before that, from 1994, Change Your Mind with Crazy Horse. And you know, we didn't even listen to that whole song. That song is like 16 minutes long. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then here on Radio Catskill. So, three white men in their 70s, masterful, once-in-a-lifetime concert that I recently got to see with the British singer-songwriter Sting. Everyone calls him Sting, but his name is Gordon Sumner. Even his children call him Sting. Born on October the 2nd, 1951, he's 70 years old, and I recently saw him like 2 weeks ago at a concert in Saratoga Springs. And I didn't know what to expect. I've never seen him. I love his voice. But I mean, you know, a 3-hour concert, he blew me away. He never pulled back on his voice. He sang all out in a passionate, masterful, amazing performance. And he was not the huffy, puffy, egotistical rock star strutting around. He sang with a real desire to communicate with us as an audience. I was just so impressed and blown away and honestly inspired. So the other thing I love about Sting and about Neil Young and about Dave Mason is the way that they can express their point of view on the world around them in a way that expands my understanding of the world. And Sting has been such a prolific songwriter. He was with The Police from 1978, you know, the rock and roll band, The Police, 1978 through 1983. And in those 5 years, he wrote some groundbreaking songs. He left them and started releasing solo music. And his second solo album in 1987 called Nothing Like the Sun, which is a line from Shakespeare. I wanted to play the song called Fragile. Like I said, I saw Sting in concert at the end of the evening after really rocking hard. And I mean, just, oh, he sat down by himself on a stool with an acoustic guitar and he sang this song to us. And he said, you know, I offer this to you as a, you know, good evening, something to take you home. Well, he just released an album on November the 19th in 2021 called The Bridge. It's his 15th solo album, and he also is remarking on the world around him. We'll hear three songs from The Bridge. But right now, we're going to go back to 1987, and we'll hear his song, Fragile. This is Sting.
Thank you. stream that wakes me from my slumber. How will I ever get to sleep again? Counting sheep in a book of numbers. How many times have I had this dream with you walking towards me from the river? And when will I ever get to rest again? Wondering if I can deliver. This is the sound of rushing water flooding through my brain. This is the sound of God's own daughter calling out your name. This is the sound of atmospheres, 3 metric tons of pressure. This is the sum of all my fears, something I just can't measure. I remember the story of Jonah. He was trapped in the belly of a whale. How many times must he succeed? How many times must he fail? This is the sound of rushing water. I'll see my shrink on an analyst couch. Hit me with a hammer and I'll say, ouch. What we have here is so easy to solve. Just takes a firm purpose and some resolve. This is the sound of rushing water. For my hat. A barkeep takes a stranger's hat and finds a vacant hook. Turns back towards a traveler, his right hand on an old black book. The holy book of numbers. I take it something that you read. A long search in the wilderness for a place to lay my head. So many parables in the scriptures, but this one I'm doomed to tell. If I storm the gates of heaven, I find myself in hell. This is my lonely mission, to wake the world up to its fate. to dismantle my own invention. For the hours get late. This holy book of numbers, as we walk through the shadow of death. Just wasting my breath. There are fools in the cause of power. While I've walked through this veil of bitter tears, at the mercy of recalling angels, a 65 years. The barkeep gets up from the table. Fill up another glass. He turns around to find an empty chair. All that's left is the name in his hat. In some rich woman's bed, there's a man with a hammer inside of my head. She says, I couldn't wake you, I thought you were dead. But you talked in your sleep, I don't know what you said. I look in the mirror, my eyes bleeding red. There's a taste in my mouth of stale brandy and lead. Don't know how I got here, if I was led, but I know it's a Sunday, for the bells in my head, as they call to the faithful, the quick and the dead. The last day is the judgment upon us, and the bells on the roof of St. Thomas are calling. She says, are you hungry? You look underfed. No, I'd better be going, I'll have coffee instead. Let me give you some money, I say there's no need. You don't owe me nothing, it's what we agreed. But the room's like a palace in a book I once read, and the words that I'm thinking would be better unsaid. I search for my clothes, then she asks if I'll stay. There's a room for you here, my husband's away. The bells of St. Thomas are aching without. They're cracked and they're broken like the earth in a drought. I've searched for their meaning, I just never found out. Whatever they're expecting from us, why the bells on the roof of St. Thomas are crying. Walk to the church, though it's empty by now. The roof like an overturned ship, and a prow for a pulpit, and there it is, up on the wall. St. Thomas inspecting the wounds for us all. It's a painting by Rubens, painted from life, and it's flanked by a rich man and his elegant wife. The wounds we all share and yet still need the proof. You can feign your indifference, pretend you're aloof, but the wounds we're denying, but they're all the same. And the bells of St. Thomas are ringing again. The saint I was named for, the skeptical brother, the rich man's wife, in the arms of another, and the exit wounds of a love that's gone wrong. She She said she was leaving, but she'd already gone. And the last days of judgment are finally upon us, and the bells on the roof of St. Thomas are calling.
Sting. That was called The Bells of St. Thomas from The Bridge, which he released on November the 19th in 2021. And right before that, we heard The Book of Numbers. And we started that little set from The Bridge with Rushing Water. World in Changes. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then here on Radio Catskill. You know, I hope you enjoyed the music on today's show, World in Changes. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from 52 and Vine, a wine and spirit shop in Jeffersonville featuring local, national, and eclectic vintners and distillers. 52andvine.com. From the Upper Delaware Welcome Center at the Narrowsburg Union, featuring information about regional attractions and activities, along with products by the region's artists, artisans, makers, and craftsmen at Catskills Curated. Narrowsburgunion.com.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello.
Radio Catskill.
On air, online, on your smartphone, and on your smart speaker.
Public radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. We are Radio Catskill, keeping you connected.